T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just real quick about this Antonio Brown fiasco that's going on right now. Obviously, Antonio Brown, according to Adam Schefter, is threatening to retire unless he can use his old helmet. And over the weekend, I wanted to do more research on what the heck's going on with this helmet. So basically, the NFL and the Players Association are trying to make the game safer. At least that's what they tell us. They're trying to make the game safer. And so they did all sorts of tests to try to get helmets that would help with any kind of concussion, to help avoid getting concussions. So they agreed on certain helmets that now are mandatory and need to be used by NFL players. I have not heard publicly any NFL player complain about the helmets they have to wear. Antonio Brown is the first one that is legitimately making a federal case over it. He even filed a grievance with the National Football League that an independent arbitrator will listen to. Maybe this is my political side of me, my libertarian side of me. But what I would do if I'm the NFL, and the NHL did this with the helmets, is I would say, look, these are the helmets that we think are safest. We strongly advise that you use these helmets. But we are going to grandfather you in, since you've been in the league at a time in which other helmets were allowed, to allow you to use whatever helmet you want. But here's the caveat. If something happens to you, it is all of your fault. It is not our fault. We warned you. We told you this is a better helmet. We told you this is safer. This is what our research told you. But you know what, Antonio and anybody else? At the end of the day, it's your brain. It's your head. You know the deal. You know how we feel about that helmet. You know how we feel about the new helmets. But all we can do is advise. The one thing you can do is you can tell rookies coming into the league, this is the rule now, deal with it. And what makes that easier is they won't know any better. These are the rules to play in the National Football League. You have to use this helmet. So the more I think about it, I don't know if I love enforcing a helmet rule when it's not a competitive balance edge. Then if you're doing something that you think alters competitive balance, then yeah, you've got to institute it for everybody. But if you basically make the player sign some kind of waiver that says, this is on you, pal, let him do what he wants. Let him wear his dopey helmet. He wants to wear the helmet. He wants to put his brain at risk. Okay, that's him. That's up to him. You know what you're getting into. Now, the NFL's not going to do that. The NFL clearly has this firm rule, and they're going to fight tooth and nail because the NFL does not want to give an inch. And as I've said before about Antonio Brown, there is now evidence that there is more going on with him than just a helmet rule. All right, this has been going on for over a year now, dating back to his time in Pittsburgh. Antonio Brown is acting very weird. And if I'm the Oakland Raiders, I'd be nervous that even if this helmet thing is sorted out, there'll be something next, whether it's the quarterback and how he doesn't like him, whether it's something with the coaching staff, whether it's the grass isn't green enough, whatever it is, something will come up with Antonio Brown. And that is why, as a Jet fan, I didn't want to trade for him 8 months ago. I was scared. I don't want to deal with it. To me, Le'Veon Bell was a better risk than Antonio Brown. And obviously, you had to give up something to get Antonio Brown. That's a part of it. But I was more concerned about the actions coming from him than the actions coming from Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell made a business decision. Antonio Brown's acting all sorts of weird right now. But with all that said, I'm a believer that if you're the league and you're the Players Association, I wouldn't have a problem with saying, this is what our research tells us. This is why you should use this helmet. But we'll grandfather anybody in to wear whatever helmet they want. Just understand you are putting yourself at risk. That I don't have a problem with.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.
Rockets.